Tigers and the Mariners at Comerica Park. Let's pick it up, bottom four.
The stretch and the pitch, swinging a well-hit ball deep to left field. Down the line, going and going. Goodbye, baseball. Justin Upton gulps one out of here, a two-run home run to left field, his fourth home run of the year. Got three games coming up in Cleveland. Next offer, swinging a drive deep to left center field. Going back is Dyson to the warning track, looking up. Goodbye, baseball. Alex Avila with a home run the other way to deep left center field. Back-to-back home runs by Upton and Avila. And the Tigers now lead it 7-2. And the pitch to Castellano, swinging a ground ball up the middle into center field. That's going to score Kinsler. Collins running second. Rounding third base, he will score as well. Give you some innings. Here's the pitch of the way to Kinsler, swinging a soft liner into straightaway center field. Drops in, a base hit. One run will score. And now the second runner trying to come around third and score. The throw to the plate, not in time. Two runs are in. Avila scoring and McCann scoring underneath the tag of Mike Zunino. On the base hit to center field by Ian Kinsler. And the Tigers now lead 14-4. Runners on at second and third now. Swinging a line drive into left center field. And that's going to drop in front of Dyson. And the Tigers will get two more. And scoring on that play, Romine and Kinsler. Collins with a base hit to drive in two more. And the Tigers now lead 16-4.
The Tigers crushed the Yams 19-9. They've scored at least 13 runs in back-to-back games for the first time since August of 1993. Their 19 runs and 24 hits are both big league highs this season. It was simply one of those nights for Mariners manager Scott Servais, as he had to pull Felix Hernandez after two ineffective innings en route to a 19-9 loss to the Tigers on Tuesday. Here is the Seattle skipper on the lopsided setback.
It was a bad game. Yeah, tough night to pitch, and not a whole lot to talk about on that one.
How about Haniger? What's the?
Haniger is going to probably head back to Seattle, see our doctors there. Has a side or oblique issue that, you know, obviously they grabbed him. We saw it right after he took the swing, fouled the ball back, and then he kind of got a base hit on the next pitch, and you could tell right away that was bothering him.
That's a blow, isn't it?
Yeah, no doubt. He's off to a great start. Been probably our most consistent, our hottest hitter. Feel bad for him, but, we said this was going to be easy. Certainly make things a little bit tougher when you start losing key players.
With Felix, was it an injury or was it just not having his stuff?
Yeah, Felix had some, tightness in his shoulder when he went out for the second inning, and really, it's kind of like a dead arm type situation. So, I'm going to have him checked out by doctors as well. So, we'll know more in the coming days on both those guys, but obviously disappointing.
With Felix, is it the doctors back in Seattle that he'll need to see, or doctors here?
Yeah, doctor. Our team doctor back in Seattle, take a look at him.
So he's flying back with Hanover?
Yes.
When the way Segura played coming off the DL today?
Yeah, Gene swung the bat well. It wasn't a good night to pitch, obviously. We struggled, and, we had some good at-bats, but disappointing games, bad game.
Scott, how concerned are you with the shoulder issue with Felix right now?
Well, anytime, he just didn't have much tonight, and there was some, it's like dead on as much as anything. I mean, pain or anything like that, nothing's coming out, and just didn't feel good. So anytime it's a pitcher and shoulder, you're concerned, no doubt. And he's a horse, he's our guy, and, we're going to need him, but, hopefully he's okay.
Daniel Norris squares off with James Paxton on Wednesday.